But first, New South Wales is experiencing major floods for the second time in the past 6 months. Residents of affected areas have been told this event is a life-threatening flood emergency. There are reports of residents seemingly prepared this time around. Local councils have warned residents not to relax during these uncertain times under a sense of false security. Claudia Copeland has more.
New South Wales is experiencing major floods for the second time in 6 months. Evacuation orders have been seen around Sydney's southwest to northwest of the city, with a particular concern for areas around the Hawkesbury, Georges and Nepean rivers. Residents are being warned this is a life-threatening flood emergency. To understand what is happening around the Hawkesbury River, I asked Councillor Barry Calvert, Deputy Mayor of Hawkesbury City, what the scene is looking like at the river today.
The scene is quite sad because people in the Hawkesbury have gone through this several times recently. Basically, they're very tired of the whole thing, but they are managing well, and I think this time there was an increased public awareness. People were more ready this time because they'd seen it recently. Whereas last time there hadn't been a big flood for maybe 20 or 30 years and people just weren't ready. But now I think they're ready and the things are going reasonably smoothly.
Although residents are appearing to be more prepared this time around with the unexpected floods, Barry says there is still a sense of flood fatigue within the communities affected.
The whole scenario, having to pack everything up, move things uphill or upstairs, move out with their friends or neighbours, and they're just over it. And unfortunately, that's the area we live in, and that's likely to happen again.
With more rain coming in, Barry highlights that there are still some areas of major concern along the Hawkesbury River, with water levels expected to exceed what was seen earlier this year with the floods in March. Barry warns residents who weren't previously affected to fall into a sense of false security.
Well, there's some low-lying areas around Windsor and South Windsor that didn't really get that affected last time, but are getting affected this time. And I'm worried that those people may have been lulled into a false sense of security, thinking, well, it didn't come here last time, so I'll be right. It's still rising at Windsor, and areas around Windsor currently on the edge of the water might find themselves getting underwater very soon. So they need to not relax in the Windsor area and further downstream to Wiseman's Ferry. Water's still coming in their direction.
So how do we navigate flood mitigation? Brian Cook, Associate Professor in Geography, Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Melbourne, says structural flood mitigation isn't as straightforward as having a physical action plan, but rather a complex issue that needs to account all sorts of factors, which he uses through an idea called the levee effect.
The levee effect derived from this recognition that where they've implemented structural flood risk mitigation, so where they built dams and embankments and done all these kind of technical flood management strategies, when a flood follows, the damages are higher than they would have been otherwise. And the levee effect is a term that captures a lot of different processes. There are economic factors, there are social factors, there are cultural factors, there are environmental factors, and they all amplify one another and affect one another. And it really just means that the production of flood risk is so complex. There are so many things going on. Floods are not the system failing. Floods are a natural part of the environment, but it's also a natural product of the system that we have in place, the political economy of development and governance of floodplains. I actually think we need to be thinking about what we do that speeds up water and what we do that slows down water and where we do it. There is research, a lot of it in the UK, but in Europe, where they'll say things, they'll go through ecosystem services and they'll say, when there's a flood peak coming through this river system, we want to be able to spill it onto these farmlands to attenuate the peak, to lower the peak water so that it can come through the urban area without flooding. And what we'll do is we'll pay the farmer for allowing these fields to act to reduce the flood pushing through this system. And those kinds of discussions that do slow down the flow, that attenuate the peak flow, are really, really interesting. But those take a lot of money, a lot of negotiation. It's those relationships that we need to talk about.
These ideas may contribute to how we navigate structural flood mitigation going forward. However, for the time being, Barry Calvert says establishing better evacuation routes is crucial for getting people out of these flooded areas as quickly as possible.
The only thing we can do is to work with the state government and work on better evacuation routes so that people can get out more quickly. What we saw with this flood is that the river at North Richmond on Sunday morning was rising at a level of 1.5 metres an hour. That is totally unprecedented, and that gives people very little time to get out. It gives them little time to get to the evacuation routes, which at that point would be rather crowded. So we're looking to work at better evacuation routes, not just for Windsor and Richmond, but for areas like Pitt Town, for example, and all the areas along the river. It all needs to be looked at, and council doesn't have the financial resources to do it alone. We need to talk to the state government and get that looked at as soon as we can.
Councillor Barry Calvert, Deputy Mayor of the Hawkesbury City Council, ending that report by Claudia Copeland.